You are now listening to
Radioactive.
Warning, this podcast contains some profanity. Hey y'all, I'm April Reyes.
And I'm Maya Cons. We are part of this Radioactive internship at KUOW.
Today, our topic is about...
Wait. April, are you sure they'll be comfortable about
this? Period!
Don't just yell that.
What? It's a natural thing.
Wait. Oh, yeah. So, why is it so taboo? I mean, like, everyone knows what it is. Everyone who's of age. Oh, my gosh. That reminded me of the time I was, like, at the summer camp, and it was really hot, and I brought my fuzzy jacket to hold my pads in, so people were wondering why the heck I'd bring my fuzzy jacket on such a hot day. Anyway, so I was wearing these jean shorts, and I totally, like, leaked through them, which meant that I had to actually wear my fuzzy coat, but instead I had to wrap it around my waist to cover the blood stain, and so it just reminded me of how my grandma would wear her fanny pack, which is not a good look for a fifth grader.
Oh man, I can only imagine. You must have been miserable. I don't know. I'm the type of person to be open about it. I'm not afraid to ask the teacher if I could use the restroom, then walk out with a pad or tampon in my hand. A girl gotta do what a girl gotta do. You feel me?
But like, what if you have a teacher that just won't let you go to the bathroom?
Don't even get me started on that. Okay, so there was this time when a teacher wouldn't let me go to the bathroom when I was on my period, all right? I told him it was an emergency and I had to go. When he still wouldn't let me go, I stated that I was on my period. He said I had to wait, so basically I told him, fine, it's not my fault if I bleed on the chair because then you'll be cleaning it up. And right after he rejected me from going, a girl asked to use the restroom after and he said yes.
He didn't let you go at all? What an ass.
Yeah, he was a jerk. Well, that's the more civil way to describe him. But anyways, Maya asked Ashley Ahern, who was up in the newsroom, about if she had ever had a teacher that would not let her use the bathroom when she was on her period. This was her response.
No, I've never had, thankfully, a teacher that was that inconsiderate. I think I probably would have walked out of the class, though. That's like civil disobedience right there. You gotta just stand up.
And that's exactly what I did.
I also asked Ashley and a few more women about why they felt ashamed or embarrassed of periods.
I've definitely noticed that, like, nobody ever comments about it on Facebook or, like, and there are definitely days where I'm like, I really want to, like, make a joke about how shitty this is, that I have a cold and my period all at one time. Just the other day I was thinking that, and I was like, no, I just don't think I would say that on Facebook. And I actually kind of stopped and called myself out and was like, I don't know why that is, though. I don't know why there is that taboo. Nobody's ever made me feel ashamed about it, per se, but I'll joke about most other inappropriate things on Facebook, and, like, for whatever reason, I don't talk about my period on Facebook, so, or, like, on social media, so nobody should ever be made to feel ashamed of that. I mean, that's goes to the core of being proud of being women. It's like, this is part of it, and you should never be embarrassed about it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's the first thing you talk about is another question, but, you know, it shouldn't be a topic of discomfort.
I used to sort of be like, oh, it's like a private thing, something you don't share, but then it's true that it's something that most women go through, so it really shouldn't be something that you should be, like, scared of talking about it, because it, like, everybody knows what you're talking about. So, yeah, I think it is kind of one of those things where it's like, how did it get to that point?
Well, I don't think anyone should feel shame around that because it's just a natural part of our body. It's just sort of the thing that society has told us to do, is to feel shame around that. There's really no need to.
I'm not ashamed of it, but like most girls, I don't broadcast it, you know? Like, you know, you're very discreet about the products you use and you kind of like sneak off to the bathroom and like shove it in your pockets. Mm-hmm. And so even though I'm not ashamed that it happens and it's completely natural and completely, you know, necessary, there is still a part that's like, I don't want people to see it. I kind of want it to be private. So that just comes with the way we're raised. And I think the next generation that I'm seeing, it's less and less stigmatized, you know, as we go. And I'll probably be in menopause before it's an okay thing to talk about, but...
I don't know. I don't feel embarrassed. I still don't get why I should.
I once saw on the internet this meme thing, I guess, but it said how, like, when girls need tampons or pads, they ask their friends and act like there's some drug deal going on because they're, like, so private about this natural, normal body thing. It's funny, but now that I think about it, it's like so true.
The last time I asked for a tampon was during passing period, and I yelled out at the end of the hall to everyone if anyone had a tampon.
Wait, you mean like even in front of the guys?
As in like, does anyone have a tampon?
That's so weird. Did people give you any?
Yeah, I mean, out of all these girls, there has to be at least one female with something.
I wonder how guys feel. So April and I asked a few. I was wondering if you could tell me how you feel about periods.
Periods of what? Oh, those... those kind of periods. Actually, I don't give them much thought at all, to tell the truth. It doesn't really affect me on a day-to-day level, so... Don't really think about them at all.
It makes me uncomfortable because I don't really know about them and I don't really want to know about them.
I don't know much about it. I mean, it's a girl thing. For me, I don't really care. It's a natural thing.
They are a natural process that happens. That is how I feel about them. I'm not grossed out. I'm not disgusted or anything like that. It's just, it's like going to the bathroom, except not. I mean, you know, it's just a natural thing that bodies do.
My friend Hannah also talked about something that you wouldn't really see every day.
Yeah, my guy friend keeps pads with him, and if I need it, I go up to him. His name is Dustin. He's probably the only person in the whole school that does that.
However, she's also witnessed some insensitivity coming from a guy.
It's definitely clear that there are guys at our school that feel really uncomfortable about talking about periods. And I remember in sophomore year, my friend Annabelle was really cramping. And our friend Sarkis asked her what's wrong. And he was like, she said that she's on her period. And he's like, ew, TMI, that's too much information. I didn't need to know about that. And I'm like, it's a human thing. Like, we can't control this. And he was just really grossed out. He like got up and left the room.
Wait, isn't that the friend that got her period and thought...
Let her explain it herself.
All right, sheesh.
Yeah, I was an acre. And like, I had no idea what was happening to me. And I really thought I thought I was like bleeding because I ate these really spicy chicken. I'm not joking. Ever since then, I've never been to that restaurant and got those chicken because I thought that was the cause of it. And so I ate those chicken at lunchtime and then I went to the bathroom. Like, I took care of my business and it was red. And I was like, oh, it's probably from those chicken. But my stomach was really hurting. And at that point, I had no idea what was happening. I was so clueless.
April, did you also think that something was wrong with your stomach?
Well, I remember when I first had cramps and I thought I was dying, you know.
What do cramps, like, feel like?
What do you mean? They feel like cramps, you know, painful. Like, you roll up in a ball and you're crying sometimes. And you just can't move. And then sometimes you, like, rock back and forth. Like, is my life gonna come to an end? And you just feel like this pain is, like, grabbing your stomach and, like, going... and squishing you, and you just there, and you're like, I don't know when it's gonna stop. And then when it stops, you get Advil, and then it goes away. But then when the Advil's over, it comes back, and you're like, ah.
I don't get cramps. I don't think I do.
To put it in simpler words, it's like getting punched in the vagina, you know?
Oh, the vagina. That sounds bad. I remember when I first got my period, I thought that I had a disease, so I was afraid to tell my mom because I didn't want to go to the hospital and get those IV things in my arms and stuff and, like, die. But instead of my mom crying, well, she did cry. But anyways, she was all like, congratulations.
How did your mom explain to you what getting your period means?
Well, I technically already knew about it, but I don't know. I don't really remember what she said. She probably went a little something like this.
When periods come regularly, this is called the menstrual cycle. Having regular menstrual cycles is a sign that important parts of your body...
Okay, thanks, Mom. That's enough.
For me, it was basically was like, you're a woman now. So yeah, you're a woman. You gotta act ladylike now. You have no excuses. And, you know, I don't get it. I mean, if we're women, why can't we be women without it being, you know, shameful?
Yeah, that's the point. We shouldn't be. April and I actually found some pretty cool stuff about periods. Here's a couple. Apparently, Women who are always together will have their periods around the same time.
People also think women's voices get more threatening when she is on her period. Makes sense. You don't want to piss off a woman on her period, or me, because then I'll get in your face. And I'll tell you, stop touching me! Your face bothers me! Get away! Or, you know, or I just want to cuddle. It depends.
Okay, well, true. And you know what? I feel less embarrassed about periods now. Kind of afraid to get on your bad side.
Which you shouldn't feel embarrassed at all. And all you listeners, don't be embarrassed to follow our Facebook at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia. Ha, you see what I did there? You guys don't see this, but I'm winking. Wink, 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 wink.
And our Twitter is at KOW Radioactive. Oh, and follow our podcast.
Thanks to all our supporters, including the other Radioactivians, our executive producer, Kamna Shastri, and staff editor, Jenny Asarno. Signing off, this is April Reyes.
And this is Maya Cons.
Thanks for listening to. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
I win. Radioactive.